Macmillan Audio presents The Last Surgeon by Michael Palmer. Read for you by John Bedford Lloyd. Prologue. I know you can't believe this is happening, Ms. Coates, but I assure you it is. I have been paid, and paid very well, to kill you. Belle Coates looked up at the intruder through a glaze of tears.
Please,
just tell me what you want, she said. Just tell me what you want and you can have it. Anything, anything at all. The man sighed. You're not paying attention, Ms. Coates, he said with the accentuated patience of a third-grade teacher. I am not here to bargain. I told you that. I'm here because this is what I get paid to do.
But why? Why me?
Belle made yet another futile attempt to stand. Her wrists and ankles were lashed to her kitchen chair by the sort of Velcro restraints she and other hospital nurses use so often on difficult patients. Those restraints look amazingly simple, the intruder said. But I tell you, they are a marvel of engineering and ergonomics. No pain, no marks, none at all. That's why I have a dozen or so sets of them in the drawer at home. The man, 6 foot tall and wiry, had been hiding inside Belle's apartment, probably behind the couch in the living room, when she arrived home at nearly midnight. Her nursing shift, 3 to 11 p.m., in the cardiac surgery ICU at the Central Charlotte Medical Center, had been a tough one, and she had relished every stare of the trudge that brought her closer to her apartment, a cup of tea, and a steamy shower. She was just choosing a tea when he appeared in the doorway of her kitchen.